And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for our Community Connection. And, well, we're all here in one way, shape, or form. And first of all, we have Lance with us. How you doing, Lance?
Doing fine.
And also we have Miss Amy on here. Amy Finney is with us. How are you doing today, young lady?
Well, I'm just fine. A good day to stay in.
It's a very good day to stay in, and I'm glad that you took Lance's advice and decided not to ice skate out there with the rest of the folks out there today.
Yes. Thank God for modern media.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're hooked up all over the place. We're going to hook people up with the Olli program and let us in on this a little bit. I know my predecessor, Mr. Charlie, was really fond of this. He participated heavily in it.
Yes, well, we're very proud of it. Lance was going to kind of hit on the history. I'll just tell you, it's Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, mm-hmm. and our catchphrase is, learning never retires.
It doesn't.
And we don't either. We just keep going.
Mm. And, Lance, you know, you've been with us a little bit, haven't you? More than a minute, as they say.
Oh, yeah. I'd say 10-plus years, maybe 15.
Uh-huh.
And participated probably in the Olli program most of those years. Been on the board and helped with the surface of it.
So you know what this is like, watching folks just come in and just having a ball learning things all over again.
Yeah, like Amy will tell you how much it costs. You better pay the full amount and take all the courses. We've taken courses over the years, painting, dancing, all kinds of things that we had no interest in. But you took the program, and you learned things that you didn't know before.
Wow.
And you really, sometimes you actually participate. Poetry. We didn't know anything about poetry. And Morris McCrory over here on West Side Boys Club did on poetry. I'm a pharmacist, retired pharmacist, and I had no poetry in my schooling one way or the other. But it's interesting what you look at the difference in poems and poetry. So go ahead, Amy. I could rattle on and on.
This really opens the door to a lot of things, doesn't it, Amy?
Yes.
Yes, and we have a really, really great lineup. We have every semester. But for the spring semester, we've got everything from goddess mythology to rodeo. Now, that's a pretty wide range there.
Yeah, it is. That's an expanse.
We do have a class on both of them. Uh-huh. And then we do things like there's one on the Korean War. There's classes that are specially geared to seniors and their problems with medication and different illnesses, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And like Lynn said, we have a class, one on watercolor and one on acrylic painting. We will do a thing on Gilcrest with the modern the major artists.
Mm-hmm.
There's one on the Cherokee Old Settlers. That's the original Cherokee settlers. Mm. Ancient philosophers. Calligraphy, that's one of the things that I've always been interested in. That's a form of art. The Little House on the Prairie Book Club, there might be a lot of people interested in that one. And there's memoir writing. Great Decisions, there's discussions on that. There'll be some Oklahoma City architecture, a class with mystery fiction. Let's see. And William Wyler movies. That's always interesting. Membership, the premier membership premium is $200. That lets you into every class. Or you can do the a la carte membership, which is pay $40, and that get you in, but then you have to pay $25 additional for the individual courses. Now, we do have some one-day courses that are free to the members, but non-members can also participate for $10. But they're hour-and-a-half classes. They're college, they're just really college level, and it's all done mostly by volunteers. But it's just a great opportunity to get out there. Normally, we have them in the classroom, so we have the socialization with it. But as everything's going on right now, it's virtual.
Understood.
Amy, something that really brings back in my memory was one of the courses one year was on cemeteries. And that's very interesting. We visited cemeteries here in Bartlesville, some in Pawhuska and around the area. And I didn't know, but when you look at the tombstones, the ones with a baby lamb on them are children that died in stillbirth or are very young children. And it was all kinds of things, even the Mullendore thing. Chubb Anderson's buried out there. And his granddaughter was in the class with us. We got more information there than you could shake a stick at. But there are a wide variety. And tell them about it. You can also go to, we've gone to Ole courses in Tulsa. Can't you do that in Ponca City and different ones for the same, if you do the 200 or do the, the 200, you can go to those. And we would take a trip down there, two or three of us, carpool and go down there and took all kinds of finances and their TCC program. And you just learn so much. It's amazing.
Well, you put a bunch of us old folks together and everybody brings in their knowledge and experience and you learn far more than you ever imagined. And yes, there's Tulsa, Oklahoma City, Stillwater, and Bartlesville. Those are the core cities. But by doing it virtually, we get a mix of everything, such as there'll be some interviews with some Oklahoma authors, including Bartlesville's Jennifer McMahon. So they might, some of them might be interested in that. But yeah, you just, we just do the whole gamut, a whole spread of things, like I said, from mythology to rodeo. Rodeo is the American sport, and of course that originated with cowboys on the prairie.
It did, and still goes pretty darn strong today. Just about any time the weather's, you know, good enough, there's going to be one somewhere.
Yeah, there's also a class on the Great Plains, and it's going to be, you know, different pictures, different things that happen. But, yeah, there's just something there for everybody.
Now, this is really something else. You know, I'm finding now that I'm into my 60s here a bit, that learning is a lot more fun now. I don't know why that is. It wasn't so much fun when I was younger.
You don't have to take tests.
Maybe that's
no tests,
it.
No homework. Well, sometimes if you're writing your memoir, they expect that, you to do that. But, that's the fun part, yes. You're learning, and you have no obligations to show that you did or didn't learn.
That was a very interesting, Amy, writing your memoirs. You go back, and it tells that you can pass this on to your grandkids and your even your friends, things like we're talking about. And that was an excellent course, and I had no clue that I was going to enjoy it. But I think you enjoy it. You get something out of every one of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've had people that took these writing courses, and they'd say, in writing their own story, they've realized things about themselves that they hadn't thought about.
That's right.
As well as recording their own personal history.
Well, this is
like
really
I always say, my kids don't really know who I am. They think they do, but they don't.
Maybe that's a blessing.
They're going to read about it later when I'm gone.
If you write it down. It's all digital now.
If I write it down. Of course, I won't write everything. But
of course not. Better not.
They don't need to know everything.
No, goodness sakes. And this group coming up now, you know, like my kids, they grew up with that, all the social media. So you don't even know some of that. People just pulling each other's legs, so I don't know if that's going to be anything into the record that they'd want to put in as well. So, but this is great.
They miss that face to face contact where you know you can mess with somebody and then watch their face, see their reaction. You know, that's the fun part of being with people.
Should have seen the look on his face.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So how do we find more about the classes and how to sign up? Is there a web page or a place where you can go?
There is a website and also a Facebook page.
Oh, well, that's easy because a lot of folks are on that too. Yeah.
Yeah, and you just you just go to the website, and there's a register. You can sign up for the classes and whatever, and then they'll send you out the curriculum, whatever you need, and tell you what supplies, if any, such as art, that you need to get. But, yeah, it's just Ollie. Now, I think every state has an Ollie program.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to look it up online, you want to put okay for Oklahoma.
Oh, all righty. No, okay, not okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how the Okies are. We're okay.
Oh, yeah, more than okay.
Amy, he said, you know, that how you sign up. Also, once a year, we have that party downtown in the loft down there. And
we
have speakers that are actually going to teach the courses. And they give you a blurb, maybe a 5-minute blurb or 10-minute blurb. And we give away prizes and all kinds of things. But we do have that.
Well, we did until we had to go virtual. We are tentatively planning to be back to normal as far as classes are concerned in the fall. But we won't be having these parties.
Okay.
Online, the website is olli.okstate.edu.
Very good. Okstate.edu. You got to make sure it's edu, folks, because if you put com, I don't know where you're going to go.
It is edu because it is education.
Yes,
you know?
It is. It is. I'm just saying, folks, be very careful. It's so easy to put com on there without thinking. You have to put edu on there.
That's automatic. Yes, it is.
All righty. Is there anything that we might have missed, Lance?
I can't think of anything. Amy, have we covered it about all of it? Oh, tell a little bit about the board, our local boards, how they react with this. And certain people take the committees and go out and research and get interesting speakers, and then the board, we all get together and sort that out, and just what we'll recommend to Ole and Stillwater, what courses we'd like to present here in Bartlesville. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a board, and you get together and you do a little brainstorming, and you throw names out there for people who have had an interesting. Basically, it's professional, and they teach these classes, and they're just like college classes, and they teach them from their own experience or whatever. So since we have people from all different professions, we have a lot of resources to draw on, but we find get these names out there. We contact the people and ask them it's voluntary, if they would volunteer to teach a class.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we get it. But it does take a committee to reach all of these people. And Lance has been on it for quite a while. I've only been with the program for a little over a year, so I've learned a lot. But that's kind of how we do, and it's a very social group, and everybody really misses that. They just can't wait to get started again. But
like they say,
you
can teach an old dog new tricks. So we're still there learning.
We're here to tell you that old adage just is not true. There are some of us that are still teachable. Slower to learn, but we're teachable.
Well, I believe the
part
about
remember all of it, but we learned it at the time.
Well, I believe the sociable bunch here, because I got to tell you guys have a lot of fun, even though you're miles apart today. That's fun. That is great. I want to thank you.
That's our main objective, to enjoy what we've got left.
Oh. Once again, that website is olli.okstate.edu. I got that correct, I hope.
That's right.
All right, and that's where you're going to find all the information that you're ever going to need. I want to thank you both for being here with us today. This is great.
We do have some catalogs. I think they're at we've got some at the library and different places around if they want to pick them up. But basically, we weren't able to give them out. Lentz and I have always delivered them, but everything is different this year, you know. But anyway, thank you for letting us come.
Not a problem. Yeah. Not a problem. Next time, the roads will be clear, and hopefully it'll be a lot warmer. Take care. You've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home right here on K1. It is 8:48. Maybe this is